Jarvis, Physical Examination and Health Assessment, 6th Edition. Chapter 16, Nose, Mouth, and Throat. This section discusses key points about the structure and function of the nose, mouth, and throat. The nose is the first segment of the respiratory system. It warms, moistens, and filters inhaled air, and is the sensory organ of smell, innervated by cranial nerve 1. Externally, the nose is shaped like a triangle. It consists of a bridge, a tip, two nares, a columella that divides the nares, and two ala, or wings, at each side of the nose. Internally, the nasal cavity extends back over the roof of the mouth. Nasal hairs line the cavity's anterior edge to filter coarse matter from inhaled air. Ciliated mucous membranes line the rest of the cavity and filter dust and bacteria. The nasal mucosa has a rich blood supply, which warms inhaled air and is redder than the oral mucosa. The septum divides the nasal cavity into two air passages. The anterior septum holds Kieselbach's plexus, the most common site of nosebleeds. The superior, middle, and inferior turbinates are bony projections that help warm, humidify, and filter inhaled air. Under each turbinate is a meatus, named for the turbinate above. The sinuses drain into the middle meatus, and the nasolacrimal ducts drain into the inferior meatus. The paranasal sinuses are air-filled pockets in the cranium. They lighten the weight of the skull, serve as sound resonators, and provide mucus. The frontal and maxillary sinuses are accessible to examination. The ethmoid and sphenoid sinuses are not. The mouth is the first segment of the digestive system and an airway for the respiratory system. It also contains taste buds and aids in speech production. The oral cavity is a short passage bordered by the lips, hard palate, soft palate, cheeks, and tongue. The oral cavity includes the tongue, 32 teeth, gums, the uvula, and openings for three pairs of salivary glands, the parotid, submandibular, and sublingual glands. The throat, or pharynx, is the area behind the mouth and nose. The oropharynx is separated from the mouth by folds of tissue on each side, which are the anterior tonsillar pillars. Behind these folds are the tonsils. These masses of lymphoid tissue enlarge until puberty and then involute. The nasopharynx is continuous with the oropharynx, although it is above the oropharynx and behind the nasal cavity. It contains the pharyngeal tonsils, or adenoids, and the eustachian tube openings. The nose, mouth, and throat undergo certain developmental changes. By age 2.5, children normally have 20 deciduous or temporary teeth. These teeth are lost between ages 6 and 12 and replaced by permanent teeth. In pregnant women, nasal stuffiness and epistaxis may occur, and the gums may be hyperemic and softened. In aging adults, loss of subcutaneous fat may make the nose appear more prominent. Older adults also may experience a decreased sense of smell and taste, as well as tooth loss, which can contribute to nutritional deficits. This section presents critical points about subjective and objective assessments of the nose, mouth, and throat. To obtain subjective data, ask questions that assess these topics about the nose: nasal discharge, frequent colds or upper respiratory tract infections, sinus pain, trauma, nosebleeds, allergies, and altered sense of smell. Also, pose questions to investigate these topics about the mouth and throat: sores or lesions in the mouth, tongue, or gums, sore throat, bleeding gums, toothache, hoarseness, dysphagia, altered sense of taste, smoking and alcohol consumption, and self-care behaviors, including dental care. To obtain objective data, begin by inspecting the external nose. Observe for symmetry, deformity, inflammation, and lesions. Then use palpation to test the patency of each nostril. Next, inspect the nasal cavity with a nasal speculum. Note the color and integrity of the nasal mucosa, and check the septum for deviation, perforation, or bleeding. Also, observe the turbinates to check their color and detect exudate, swelling, or polyps. Complete the nose assessment by palpating the frontal and maxillary sinus areas, identifying any areas of tenderness. Now, turn your attention to the mouth. Using a tongue blade and pen light, inspect the lips, teeth and gums, tongue, and buccal mucosa. Assess the color and intactness of these structures and note any lesions. Inspect the palate and uvula. Also, check their integrity and mobility as the person says, "Ah." This action also tests one function of cranial nerve 10. If indicated, perform bimanual palpation of the mouth while wearing gloves. Next, assess the throat. To do this, inspect and grade the tonsils. Also, inspect the pharyngeal wall, noting its color and checking for any exudates or lesions. Test cranial nerve 12 by having the patient stick out the tongue. If indicated, also assess the gag reflex, which tests cranial nerves 9 and 10. Remember to perform developmentally appropriate assessments. For example, in a neonate, palpate to assess the integrity of the palate as well as the sucking reflex. Incorporate health promotion in your assessment of the nose, mouth, and throat. For instance, if the patient uses smokeless tobacco, explain that these products increase the risk of oral cancer. Review the early signs of oral cancer with the patient and discuss other effects of smokeless tobacco, such as gum recession, bad breath, tooth discoloration, nicotine dependence, and poor eating habits. Emphasize that smokeless tobacco use is not a healthy alternative to smoking.